The business news starts with high-risk loans, with the emphasis on risk. There's new concern about the health of the mortgage business, especially among so-called subprime lenders. One of the world's biggest banks, HSBC, said yesterday that its losses from bad loans would probably grow this quarter, and other lenders are worried too. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
HSBC's finance director told analysts that mortgage data was beginning to come in for the fourth quarter, and he said there is a weakening. The housing market has slowed dramatically in recent months, and the number of foreclosures has begun to increase. Karen Shaw Petru is managing director of Federal Financial Analytics.
The bulk of this is all in the subprime arena, in subprime mortgages. We've seen a lot of products in the mortgage market in the last couple of years, and they've grown enormously.
Petru says that in recent years, a lot of lenders issued loans to borrowers with poor credit histories. They included no-interest mortgages or loans that required little or no documentation. And many of these loans have been the first to go bad now that the market has slowed. HSBC, which acquired Household International, is a major subprime lender in the United States. Some other lenders have also reported trouble, and many companies like H&R Block and National City Corporation are trying to sell off their subprime units. Petru says conventional lenders appear to be less vulnerable to the downturn. She says they made fewer bad loans and also tended to unload their mortgages into the private securities market. She also says the downturn is not yet as worrisome as some previous real estate slumps, like the early 1990s. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.